The state owns 32 heating and power plants, many located at various University of Wisconsin campuses and state prisons. A nonpartisan analysis estimates the plants are worth more than $150 million, even after taking their debt into account. Waukesha GOP Assemblyman Scott Jensen wants to give the state 2 years to either sell off the plants or let the private sector run them. He says the state shouldn't be in the energy business in the first place.
There are very few governments in the entire country that own power plants like this. This is an aberration of Wisconsin. It's part of our, you know, Germanic, Scandinavian, neo-socialist tradition here that we got to own everything ourselves and generate our own things. We can't go out on the market and buy power like everyone else.
But Berlin Republican Senator Luther Olson says there are advantages to the state having control over some of its energy. He says handing that over to the private sector puts someone else in charge.
How do we control what they charge us as a state? You know, we talk about savings, but let's say I decide to buy one of these buggers and I bought it and you got to buy your heat from me and I'll charge you what I want because I'm in the driver's seat.
Democrats tried to amend the plan to let the state continue to run power plants if it can do it cheaper than the private sector. That proposal was rejected. Jensen's plan would also lay off the 270 state employees who run the power plants. The measure will likely be considered by the full legislature next week along with the rest of the state budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.